Hello, everyone, and welcome to Christ's Blessing on this December the 17th, the day of our Lord. And even when we don't have power of the electrical kind, we have power of the God kind. So it's great to be here with you, and I am so glad that we're making it within our time frame so that those who are waiting to receive a blessing will. I'm going to start taking calls immediately so I can write down blessings that people need to have. We have a wireless caller from area code 646, and you're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. This is Elizabeth in New York. I would just like to ask for a blessing for a close friend of mine, George French, who needs healing with a heart problem. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. George French?
Yes.
Okay. He's here, and I've got a big heart written by his name. That's wonderful. Anyone else calling in to ask for a blessing? We have time. We have time, so I'm going to talk to Stormy for a minute while anyone else signs on. Hi, Stormy. How are you?
Yes, Glenda. Every year, I get a key word for humanity. Last year, it was home. This year, it will be peace.
Oh, wonderful. I love that. Okay. Well, I'm just going to amplify our blessing with that word today, and thank you so much. I see that Tony's on the call. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Glenda. Hi. Hey, I want to offer a prayer of gratitude. I've been dealing with my own heart issues, and I've discovered that there's a very effective nutritional cure for heart problems, and it was originally discovered by Linus Pauling, and I'm calling to just point this out because that earlier call, the treatment for this is vitamin C and lysine. And you can find information about this on the internet if you search for the Pauling protocol.
And yes, Pauling protocol for the heart. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. That, and also I want to say it's a powerful day and a week because of the solstice, and we have the new moon today. So the solstice and the new moon are both aligned with Saturn, and Saturn's making a sign change. So this is very good for our connections with our understanding of structure and the way our inner world and our outer world work together. So this is a big, big blessing and a big time of opening and realization for that, too.
Oh, that's great. Tony, I think you are exactly right. I think just about everyone I am talking with or meeting today is wanting to look at something new. Like, well, the old stuff is still there, but so what? Let's let it take care of itself. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Yeshua's statement to the apostles, let the dead bury the dead. And he wasn't being insensitive with regard to disrespect to those who passed. He was using it as a metaphor for those things that have now passed, and there's a pail turned over, the milk spilled. Let it nurture the earth and take care of itself, and we move on. And I think this is a great time for moving on. And actually, what I have noticed is that we're more likely to find our answers by moving on instead of staying with the same old patterns we've been going through over and over again that didn't reveal what we were looking for.
Yeah. Very valuable. Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. And so I would actually add to my to all the blessings of the earth that we embrace this time to be together and to move forward into a new way of being together, a new way of feeling and thinking and joining hearts and expressing our love for one another. There are so many ways to love. I've come to the point where I cannot listen to any song without feeling love. And I see that it actually requires song to create. It requires love to create a song. It requires love to create music. Even if the music is a military beat, even if the music is a downbeat of some kind or a sad song, it takes love to create it because it requires love to generate the harmony that allows the song to happen. So, everyone, regardless of what the story is, let's keep singing. Let's keep dancing. Let's keep moving forward. And in that same spirit of harmony, that's exactly what happens when Yeshua offers a blessing. It adapts to the song in your heart. Whatever the song is, whether it's a happy song, You Are My Sunshine, or whether it's a very, very sad song, His blessing will adapt to your song and lift it up. And in that song, you will find harmony that reveals more to your life about your life and more options for all that you can do and all that you can be. One of the things that I emphasized very strongly in our webinar last week was whatever you want more of, think about more, do more. Whatever you want less of, think about less, do less. Now, I think it's very easy to see the do more for things we want. Of course, our attention is on that. But you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised if you really, really looked at it. If you really wrote down a time chart for your day, you know what you want. But how much do you really think about it? Or do you just take it for granted that once said, once the prayer is said, once the affirmation's made, once I've made my desire, that's it. That's it. How much do you really do for that? How much do you think about it when you go shopping at the grocery store and make your dietary selections for that day? How much do you really think about what you want when you set up the time frame for your day that would allow you to do more of what you want? And how much of your day do you really spend worrying about the things you don't want, criticizing the people who have offended you, or grieving or regretting actions that didn't turn out quite right? I think just for the fun of it, you should, every one of you, one of these days, when you can assign a day to do that, carry around with yourself a little notebook. Or if your smartphone has a recording app, just record on the app every time you think, say, or do something for what you want, or you say, think, say, or do something for something you don't want. You will be surprised when the day is over. And statistics really do tell the story. They really do. And so what I want you to do in the rest of our call while we're getting ready to offer the blessing is I just want you to hold in your heart and your mind, your thoughts and your future actions, that which you really, really do want. And let go of that which you don't want. Yeshua has told me so many times, don't pray from what hurts. Don't pray from what's missing. Don't pray from what went wrong. Pray from what's right. Pray from gratitude. Pray from expectation. Pray from faith. Pray from affirmation. Pray from love. And I pray for all of you to have a wonderful week of anticipating the holy day of Christmas, a week from tomorrow. I hope that all of your sacred moments will be filled with light and love and acknowledgments and messages from God. I hope that your negative moments will vanish. I hope that your parties will be fun. I hope that love will surround you and that you will hear from those maybe you haven't heard from in a very, very long time. Next week, at this time, we will be having a very special Christmas blessing. And so we're going to announce this to our whole community so that everyone can be here. We really do want to celebrate with glory and magnificence for the opportunity and the gifts that the birth of Yeshua gave to the world and the birth to the world that his life has given to all of us, that we may live with greater abundance, greater hope, greater faith, greater joy and anticipation. We have still a few days left where we can get products to you from Spiritus. From Spiritus, don't forget Christ Sent for Christmas. It's a wonderful, wonderful way of celebrating Christmas. And we're upgrading all of our shipments to priority, free. So just pay for first class, which is usually very cheap. We'll upgrade it to priority for you, so you get it for Christmas. We want you to have everything your heart desires, as much as we can help you get it. And one more announcement to all of our students in our webinar, our last webinar. We will be having our last jam session tonight at 5 o'clock Central Time. So I hope you can be here. I'll be here. And I'm hoping this will be the last of our, they say they're getting the power up strong now to be ready for Christmas because they wanted to get it all so that everyone can have their Christmas lights up down here. You know, we have been through a very, very hard year in the south coast of Texas. And so I would like to ask a blessing personally for everyone along the south coast. There are still several million people homeless. I know that's hard to imagine, but it's true. Homeless. Living in stadiums. Living in cars. Living in relatives' garages. And it's cold. It's wet. It's rainy. Homes are demolished. And trash is piled high on the highways. And the rescue teams are here doing a wonderful job. They are angels of the Lord who've come to help. And I give them my blessing for their strength. And I hope that they can be with their families in some way for Christmas. This will be a hard candy Christmas for most people down here. The gifts will be few and sparse. But the one gift we all have learned is the gift of love and the gift of our lives to one another. And there is no greater gift than that. So with that thought in mind, I give my love and my life to you to be here to offer the blessing. And I would ask that the blessing givers join me now in this pre-Christmas blessing, this winter solstice blessing, the new moon blessing for rebuilding, rebirthing, renewing, bringing forth a newer, a better world with greater hope, faith, and charity. And so just be seated, be quiet in your mind, don't think, just be still. And know that the Lord is with you. and the angels of the Lord surround you. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your grace, that you have seen all of our weaknesses. You have seen all of our struggles. You have seen all of our hurts and our pains, our fears, our challenges and our difficulties. But you've also seen our strength. You've seen the hero in each one of us. You've seen the light in us all. Help us to make each other's light grow brighter, each other's love to grow greater, our arms to reach longer around each other in a great community hug. Help us to know the real meaning of Christmas, that it is your love born into the world, that we may all have greater faith, greater charity, and greater gifts for one another, for sharing is the spirit of Christmas. Now, I ask all of this in your name, and I ask that through your love and your mighty outreach, you help us all to be holding hands as we receive your blessing. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's for you to fully and completely receive. Go and rest for at least 7 minutes. You're very loved. You're blessed. Just know that and hold it to your heart. Bye-bye for now. And we'll be together next week for our Sunday blessing.